This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, man, here we are again. Brendan, what are we talking about today? Cars, trucks, automobiles, right?
All that and a bag of chips.
By the way, I like your haircut.
Thank you very much.
Looking very GQ and squared away over there, brother.
I honestly thought you were going to notice the part about me shaving
today. I noticed that too.
I got a baby.
That's why I said
face.
You look very GQ.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, I got a baby face.
Would you do that for Halloween or some stuff?
I do it every Halloween.
You do?
Yeah, I do it for No Shave November.
Now you're starting right now to let the rug grow out.
Exactly. And don't be surprised by the end of the month that the beard and the hair all look like Grizzly Adams by the end of it. So. That's how fast my facial hair grows. It's that fast, honestly.
It's your wife that's got to put up with it, not me.
Oh, my wife.
I only look at you through a window, so it doesn't really bother me at all.
My wife loves the facial hair.
Does she?
I personally think it's a hassle to deal with.
When you start growing it, too, initially it itches, too, usually.
True.
Yeah. But once you get a few days under the rug there, it's all good, huh? Yeah. So all good. Hey, everybody, welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. Here we are. Holy smokes, November 1st.
Yep, just a couple more weeks and then my birthday comes about, so I turn 30 years old.
Going to have to get you something for your birthday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what it'll be, but we'll figure it out. Maybe a cup of coffee.
I'll take that.
Bring you a latte.
With a two-year-old at the house, I'm going to need four of those.
Well, I know how that goes, but it's been a long time. Since my son's older than you are.
Yeah,
we discovered that a while ago.
We discovered that. And also, I'm just as old as one of your shops as well, I think.
How old are you? Maybe
I'm about to turn 30 this year. So.
Oh, no, you're younger than the oldest shop.
Escondido's
32 years, going to be 33.
That's what it was. I remember.
Yeah, you weren't born when I started that thing. But then again, I was also 23 years old back then, so... It is what it is.
That's quite.
Hey, is this your iced coffee you left in here, by the way?
It is.
Did you see it through the window while you're talking to me? You're like, oh, my coffee, and I can't even reach it.
Coffee, I was like, I need to find that thing. I need my.
I just looked over. I was like, whose coffee is that?
I need my go-go juice.
Go-go juice. Well, when we get a break here for a moment, you can run back over here and get your go-go juice.
True.
We'll be all good. Hey, San Diego and everybody else out there listening across the country, appreciate you joining us here this morning for Auto Talk Radio. Hey, do me a favor. Tell all your friends about us and stuff, because right now we're the number one downloaded podcast for Saturday morning, or for The Answer, as far as that goes, for weekend shows, right, or something like
that's
that.
Right.
I don't know.
No,
I don't want to lie about it.
No, it's all The Answer San Diego. You are the most downloaded show every monthly time.
Awesome.
And keep in mind, that's just downloads, mind you, not even plays.
No, these not even people listening.
Yeah, these are people that are actually going out and downloading the actual show. So that's fantastic. Great job.
So everybody out there downloads that, I appreciate that. I had no idea till Kevin, your boss, told me the other day. So I was like, oh, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. But love doing this show. Love when you guys participate. Give us a call, 1-888-344-1170, always, as we're here live. Good stuff.
All I'm going to say is that Dave's kind of jealous, that's all.
He should be. There you go, Dave. Yeah, especially for somebody that talks so much for so many hours.
For 6 hours.
I don't know how he does that. I'm not that good.
He's got some really interesting people, like this past Sunday.
Dave's interesting, but that I don't know that's a good thing, but go ahead.
No, I was what did you say? We were doing a show based on fishing, of all things. So I know there is already a fishing show in Southern Cal, but to add another one and to almost talk completely different than what those other guys do, that's pretty impressive, to say the least. So I'm impressed.
Well, there you go. Hey, oh, you added a fishing show? Is that what you just said? Oh, sorry. I was listening to you and then paying attention. Brendan turns the news on for me all the time here in the morning. So, and you can read the captions, and some cool stuff popped up, and I was just like, oh, that's interesting. But because we're always watching for car news too, as far as that goes. But folks, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. You know what we're talking about today? Today, we're talking about keeping the critters out of your vehicle. Super important these days as we head into, as you've already seen, we've had a couple of damp mornings here and it's cooling off a bit. Daylight savings time's next week, so we know we're definitely heading into winter. I believe it's next Saturday night we fall back for fall. So wondering when we're going to get rid of this daylight savings thing. It gets old after a while. Got to change all the phone clocks and stuff like that that don't change on their own. Interesting as far as that goes. So we are talking about that today, how to keep critters out of your car, whether it be, and I'm going to talk to you about, we just did a van in Escondido. It was a Toyota Sienna, and this van had about $14,000 worth of damage to it, and not from the I'd like somebody to call in and tell me what they think, which road in it was that did this or how, but you're gonna be amazed when I tell you what happened. So we don't want rodents, animals inside our vehicles, that's for sure, inside, under the hood, anywhere, because they do a ton of damage. And it is covered by insurance a lot of times if you want to report it, but it gets expensive quick. So, unfortunately, we want to make sure that we don't have those problems as far as that goes. So that's what we're talking about today. But we'll talk about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. Always happy to talk to you. In the news today, let's see some of the greatest stuff car-wise. I was looking over to bring you some great stuff here as far as it goes. I saw a Raptor Bronco the other day. First one that I've seen in person. Good looking truck for sure. Although the price tag on those, as we've talked about, is quite expensive. But just a good looking truck. That and the Raptor Ranger both good looking. I don't think I'll trade in my Lariat Ranger yet. Still love that truck and it does everything I need. So. As far as that goes, just good stuff. Who called, Brendan? Nobody? Somebody?
I put up the screener.
Oh, you did? I don't know if you did. Okay. Oh, yeah, you just did. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Gotcha. I'll grab that here in a second. Oh, I did want to spin off on a thing. So I had to go to DMV this week. Always an enjoyable experience, right?
I get to go to them in about 5 days from now, actually.
But I am truly going to give a shout out to best DMV experience ever. It was Poway DMV. A lady named Debbie helped me out. But the whole team there, that you know, when you go into a place and you can tell that the people working together enjoy working together.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were like helping each other and, you know, making little comments to each other nicely, nice stuff, you know, stuff like they were a family. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
So I've been to DMV a lot of times in my life here in the state of California since I moved here when I was 18 years old. I'm telling you now, best experience ever at DMV with those folks there.
That's fantastic.
I will go back to that DMV now. Anytime I need to go to DMV, it's Poway from here on out. I shouldn't tell you all that because it wasn't that busy. Now you all show up there. Well, you know, the one in San Marcos I've been to a few times.
I need to make appointments in order.
Well, I made an appointment still. Yeah. But the funny thing, it was funny because I walked in and I got there early. It was 12:30 and my appointment was for 1. Mm-hmm. So then I walked in and the gentleman sitting at the little, there's a little desk. They help you out first and tell you what to, you know, if you need to go or what number and all that stuff. And I said, oh, I got an appointment at 1. He says, oh, you're too early. And I said, oh, I didn't know there's such a thing as being too early to an appointment. And he said, well, we only give appointment numbers out, you know, if you're here up to 10 minutes before. He said, but it's not very busy, so I'm going to give you a regular number. If they don't call it by the time it's 10 minutes before here in the next 20 minutes, come back at 12:50 and I'll give you your appointment number. I was like, that's cool. Okay, we're good. When I was second in line with a non-appointment number. So it was like 15 minutes and I got called into the window.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, so it was super quick, you know, as far as that goes. I didn't wait long at all. So it was good. But yep, that's all I got to say, folks. And Debbie, thank you so much for your help. You were awesome. And everybody else there at the DMV, it was an enjoyable experience. And nobody ever says that about going to the DMV, I don't think. But it was. It wasn't bad at all. Good. Very helpful. Very nice. Great atmosphere. You know, you just tell the people there just wanted you to have a good experience and help as much as they could. So that's all I got to say about that. And Debbie, thanks once again. I have to go back there again anyway, because I was registered two cars that are broken. So I have to still smog them, which I knew I had to make a return visit, for that. I just, wanted to get them into my name before we start putting money into them, you know, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
So a couple things. One is a, 2019 motorhome, Dodge van motorhome, kind of like a Sprinter van.
Okay.
Super cool that I ended up with. Yeah. So I'm going to get that thing all squared away and got to put a motor in it. It's going to be expensive. Yeah. Somebody drove it with, ended up getting it because somebody drove it with the coolant leaked out of it. Just kept on driving it till they melted the motor down into a big ball of flame.
So wait, you currently own it?
Or? I own it now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's gotcha. Mine. They didn't have the money to fix it.
Okay. Gotcha.
So I bought it cheap. So, okay. But when I say cheap, still got to put, you know, a $15,000 motor in it. So,
but nevertheless, you knew that was going to be an investment.
Oh, I bought it that way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. Well, I didn't want, they couldn't afford to fix it. And I was like, you know what? I don't want this. This is too nice to go to waste. So I bought it and fixed it. And they'll sell it. Somebody else will enjoy camping in it or whatever, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm finally some positivity in the DMV world. That's all I got to say.
There you go.
Because the last like funny thing I could think of the DMV was there's a movie called Zootopia, and all the people that worked in the DMV were sloths. So they were moving and acting really slow.
Okay, that is not the case for Poway DMV, I want to tell you.
Like, put that in the record.
Once again, like I said, I told her, I said, I'm going to talk about you guys on the radio because seriously, it was the best experience ever. They were super nice, super fun. You know, even got to, you know, kind of chat with them while doing the stuff. Just super easy to work with and yeah, all good. So, and that's not always the case because, you know, the paperwork when you're doing, I was doing two vehicles at one time. So I'd made an appointment and saved up my things I had to do so I could make, you know, I was only making two trips there total was my plan, which is what worked out. So we're doing well and moving forward, and there it is. So Debbie and everybody at DMV and Poway, thank you so much. Sincerely appreciate you without question. Okay, this morning, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give me a call here for sure as far as that goes. All right, let's see what Bodie's got going on real quick. Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning.
Hey, Bodie, I have to apologize to you that I haven't called you back, but here's the thing. You don't leave your phone number anymore when you call me, and I don't know what I did with it. So I was like,
well, what happened?
I don't know how to call him back.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened is, you know, the street vendors, I got one of those Obama phones.
You did?
Yeah, well, they got a tent on the street and they give phones away.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's down here. So the guy switched the number on my phone. He fixed the problem, but he didn't tell me. And the friend of mine said, hey, you didn't call me. I said, I'm calling you. I said, what number you got? He said, oh, the guy at the... Yes, so I got a new number. Whatever number you got there, that's a new number.
All right. Well, Brent, I don't know if I can't see your phone number because Brendan.
I have the phone.
Oh, Brendan will give it to me then. Okay, gotcha. All right, you're covered then. I was going to say I can't see anything. All I see is Bodie San Diego Auto Question. That's all I get to see.
And what is he? Any bad jokes?
Yeah.
I got some for you next time. So quick rundown here. The Nissan is running great.
Mm-hmm.
Still sharp. I'm keeping it detailed.
Nice.
The other thing is, if you belong to AAA, they have a person at your local AAA office that can do some DMV stuff.
Correct. You are actually almost all DMV. Unfortunately, the paperwork I had to file on these what was actually lien sale paperwork, and AAA does not handle that. That's why I was at DMV, to be honest with you specifically, because I'm a AAA member, and if it's just registering my vehicle or you have a regular title in the smog, you can go to AAA, you're right, and they will handle those DMV services. They do not handle lien. They won't deal with lien sales. You have to go straight to they don't want any part of that, because those are tricky to do, kind of. So that was the difference and why I was there. But you are correct. A great tip. Yes, folks, if you have, you can always go to AAA, and they're always very friendly at AAA office, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, super friendly. So great point for sure. Thanks for bringing that up. I didn't even think about that much, but I should have for all the other things. Because when I buy, like, let's see, what did I buy last? I bought something last, or I had to do something, or I had to register something, or I don't even remember. But I was at AAA probably about 6-7 months ago, and goes really fast. In and out. I think I was there 15 minutes total, and it was a vehicle registration thing.
When I first came to California, one of my buddies said, he said, "You're going to live here a while?" He said, "Yeah." He said, I know how frugal you are. He said, "Go to the DMV and get a California license."
Yep.
And in those days, you can be in and out in like 12, 15 minutes.
Quick.
And now you got to go online to get a number, and then you got to wait for the ding-dong machine to...
You know, I moved... When I moved here, I brought a truck with me after I'd been here for a little bit. I moved here first. I was in the Navy. Then I went home and got all my, I was like, I'm staying here. This place is awesome. I'm not going back to Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
I always tell people, Ohio is a great place to be from. So I went in, a quick story to, DMV. Back then, if you brought a car in from out of state, they were charging you like $300. Do you remember that when DMV was doing that? It eventually got overturned because they said it was illegal, and DMV had to start refunding money for a bunch of it. So, but and no fault of the people that work at DMV, obviously. This is a state thing that they came up with. But you could get it, and I just remember this because back then I was 18 years old, 19 years old, and I was in the military. $300 was a lot of money. It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was a crazy amount of money. So, but if you were in the military, showed a military ID, it was waived. So, that was the cool thing about that back then. But I just remember that. That one, you know, you have those events in your life that you'll never, things you never forget, you know, like, and the reason I don't forget is, once again, at 19 years old here in the living in the Navy, you know, the kind of money I was making, $300 was a lot of money. So, yeah, so $300 is still a lot of money today. Unless, Brendan, you want to give me $300?
Nah, I'm okay, but thank you, though.
He's passing on it, so he's not going to. So, anyway, all great stuff.
Will you take a promissory note?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So, all right, Bodie. Hey, man, great to talk to you. Did you have anything else besides the AAA automotive-wise?
No, that's good.
Okay.
A friend of mine... I don't know if you got the message. She got a 1999 Buick Regal.
Correct. Yes.
The car's been repainted. I detailed it for years.
Mm-hmm.
The interior is in good shape for its age.
Two-door, four-door?
Yeah. Two-door.
It is a two-door. Okay. That nice car. Hard to come by.
Yeah. It's a canvas top. Well-maintained. Are you interested in it?
I am not. Okay. Buddy, I own enough cars I don't need to add to the group, trust me. I'm trying to get rid of cars a lot of times. By the way, I have a XJSC Jaguar, 39,000 miles on it I ended up with. And listen, I don't end up with these because I go out and buy them, trust me. 39,000 miles on this car. Camel interior, red exterior, nice dark red exterior, black targa top on this thing. Beautiful car. If anybody's interested in that car, Give me a call, 760-741-0071 to the shop. I'll get rid of that thing. Or Bodie, you can call me if you're interested in Bodie's car, and I'll get you in contact with him. Bodie, I don't want to give out a phone number for you. So, but seriously, if you're interested in Bodie's friend's car too, that is a nice Buick, though. How many miles are on that 99 Buick?
I think about 85,000.
Yeah, so that's low mileage for that car too.
Oh, it helps. And
do you know what she wants? You know what she or he wants for it?
That's why I'm asking you if you're interested, because she has to gather up all her paperwork, and I would go look at it and then call you.
Gotcha. What? So it's a 99 Buick. Once again,
I think it's a Regal.
The
canvas top, two-door.
Buick Regal, two-door.
Repainted.
Gotcha. Pretty car.
It's got white wall tires. The car is gorgeous.
Yep, yep. Well, don't Google what it's worth, because you won't like it. it doesn't say a lot, but is it a Regal or a Riviera?
I don't know. It's got a canvas top. I think it's the Riviera.
It's probably the Riviera, dude. To be honest with you, not a Regal. Beautiful. So, yeah. Because that
you're not interested.
I don't need another car. I do not.
Yeah.
I do not. But, hey, holy smokes. Here, you know what? If it's a Riviera, that's why I said it's probably a Riviera with the canvas top. There's one, let's see, 99, 47. There's one in great shape. This one though has 21,000 miles on it for 21 grand. So
what?
Seems like these two-door ones.
It's a two-door.
Yeah, the two-door ones. Oh, there's one in 97 Buick. Worth about 9 grand probably. With the mileage it has on it, right in there, between 7,500 and 9,500 in there somewhere. That's the value of it. So,
would the parts be hard to find for 99 or?
It's a GM. There was a lot of them on the road, so there's a lot of parts aftermarket as far as that goes. Yeah, there's one here that's got 74,000 on it. Same thing, like type of top and that. It's a 97 though. It's got 74,000 miles. It's worth about $8,400 they're selling it for. So, she's in that range right there, 75 to 95 somewhere. That's not bad for a car of that age, but I'm sure it's in a beautiful shape, like you said.
Oh, yeah. She has two cars. I detail both of them.
Gotcha.
Just a funny side story. When I moved to California, I was 18 back in 1964. I bought late 60s, 67, 60, no, six, no, 71. I moved to California. I bought a 1954 Buick special, two-door.
Yeah.
Low mileage, all brand new tires. Someone took care of it. I paid $125 for that car.
Oh, yeah.
And I drove the heck out of it for 4.5 years, and I loaned it to a friend of mine, and he was racing down the 10 freeway in L.A., and the motor blew up.
When I first moved here, I bought a motorcycle. That was the first thing. I was in the Navy, of course. And then after that, I was like, hey, man, I got to get a car. It does rain here every now and then. So I bought a 1982 four-door blue Chevy Chevette. You remember the Chevette?
Yeah.
$450. It needed a starter. I put a starter on it. Nobody ever wanted to put a starter on that car. That car, to put a starter on, you had to remove the master cylinder to get the starter out, and then put the master cylinder back on and bleed the whole brake system back out. It was not hard, but just multiple extra steps in replacing a starter that you normally wouldn't have to do. So, but anyway, I bought it for $450. Put a starter on. I drove that car for probably 4 years, man. I drove the crap out of that car. I did. That car hauled engines in the back of it and an engine hoist. And because when I was in the Navy, I was doing car repair for extra money. So sometimes I'd cruise to people's house or whatever. And so I put an engine in a truck on the street one time in Kearney Mesa. I did in a day. in a day, a Ford truck. I'll never forget that. I was a young guy, though. I could move fast and crawl around. I couldn't do that anymore on the ground. It'd kill me.
No.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Yeah. And one thing, you know, I just turned 80, and I'm in great physical shape, and I noticed my certain limitations. As a man, you understand what I'm talking about. You got to respect Mother Nature.
Yes, you do. Yeah, don't crawl around on the ground is one of the things you don't do. So. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, my friend. We're going to have to go. Great talking to you as always. I have your phone number now. If I get anybody interested in that Buick, I will shoot them your way, okay?
Thank you, and leave me online, please.
Will do. Brendan will make sure that happens. Thank you. Take care, buddy. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there. We're going to jump into this keeping critters out of your car and that. Nobody's called in yet, though, with what got into the Toyota Sienna that caused that kind of damage. 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, we're back live talking Auto Talk. You over there, Brendan? Wave if you're live.
Well, if I wave, then the people on the radio won't see it, you know.
Talking to me through the window. Okay. I didn't expect that they would see it. I've been doing this long enough to know that people on the radio cannot see you wave from the producer's bit.
Yeah, that's one of the hard things about radio is that whenever I'm hosting or co-hosting with Dave, I'll just shake my head in agreement with him most of the time. And then I realize, oh, that's right. I'm on radio. Yeah. So what's the point of doing that? Yeah.
Just like Dave, do you have a face for radio?
Yes, I do.
All good stuff, man, right?
That's right.
That's why we do this, because we love it. It's fun stuff. That's why Brenda gets up at 4 o'clock every Saturday and Sunday morning for fun, right?
Well, yes. I really do love radio so much. It's something different every week, mm-hmm. and I especially love Auto Talk Radio because of all the listeners. And again, I just learn something new from you every single week. So
I try.
Yeah.
I try to bring something to the table for you to make you happy.
Well. I was going to say mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Very cool. All right, folks. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there for well over 32 years, as we were talking about. And up there in North County Inland. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out there in East County, taking care of folks out there at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved for over 12 years now. And, of course, West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks there in Central San Diego for well over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified for smog right in a golden triangle. Right, Brendan?
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
I sound like a game show host. Right there in the golden triangle, taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years now. And, of course, North County Coastal West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for now well over 2 years, heading up into 3 years here shortly. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on credit, approved credit, of course, but a good thing to have in your pocket. Can save you money, give you 6 months to stretch out the cost of that. It's the same as cash. Listen. Was one thing I always talk about, and that is straight up, is the best money spent on any repair is the money spent on diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. Saves you a ton of money. We see so many vehicles come in that have the same problems that parts have been thrown at them. It just doesn't work. So I spent a bunch of prime and quick example for this. I have a friend that lives out of town that I was talking to him, trying to help him out. He had a Jeep Rubicon 3.6 liter overheating. And they melted the thing down, and as far as it had overheated, they replaced the motor, still having overheating problems, did a radiator, still having overheating problems. And he's talking to me, I'm talking to him, and I said, you know, and it was intermittent. It almost sounds like you got a thermostat that doesn't open all the way or sticks intermittently or that. And he pulled it out, and he called me back yesterday. He's like, you know, that thermostat stuck open an eighth of an inch. It doesn't move from there when you boil it or whatever. You know, he said the thing doesn't open any more than that. And I said, well, that could be a problem right there, a big problem. So anyway, replacing the thermostat. But my point to that is he'd been to a facility and spent lots of money doing lots of things trying to get this Jeep right, and nobody listened to all the information and diagnosed it properly. And that, and not that over-the-phone diagnosis is the best way to go, but obviously, I ran down all the things these folks had done and what was going on with it with him, and came up with this conclusion. I said, you really need to check the thermostat. I said, you know, to see, that's part of diagnosis, pulling it out, and it was that. So, but not throw parts at the car. Diagnose it properly. Super important, without question. So if you're having an issue with your vehicle, I don't care if it's brake related, cooling system overheating, check engine light, anything like that. Any kind of thing, it doesn't matter what, transmission related, get your vehicle in and have us diagnose it properly. My master certified technicians are amazing at what they do. We eliminate unwanted parts replacement by diagnosing vehicles properly. That's how we do it. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home. You'll see our little Kia Souls. Yeah, bad news, Kia's gonna stop making the Soul. Did you know that?
I did not hear
that. We're gonna lose our Soul. Bodie would have liked that. That's a little joke.
Just yeah, and since you guys are friends, you would just call that a soulmate. Thank you. But no, I did not realize. I guess their Carnival's doing good. And
Carnival?
So, yeah, the Kia Carnival.
Yeah,
that's
every time very, I see one of those, well, so. I think of a circus. I do. All right. Anyway, so yeah, free shuttle rides to or from work or home. You'll see them running around. They got wraps all over in West Automotive Group. We also partner with rental agencies right near us to give you low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or better known as X, or Instagram. We send out little tips and tweets and things like that. And this is the best time because Brendan loves this time because we actually going to send out recipes come to the holidays. My media people and people that handle my social media are really good at sending out cool recipes and stuff. Brendan's favorite time. He follows us on Facebook.
I do. And let me say that my mouth is watering just thinking about those recipes.
I know. So here they come. You could also click on Automan where on the web, westautomotivegroup.com. Click on Automan segments and it'll take you to the page where they're all posted at after they've aired live on Fox 5 or CW News. And also Auto Talk Radio, which, you know, all the podcasts are here. Once again, if you want to download the podcast from anywhere, though, besides there, easy to do. You can get them on the go at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and tune in. Everything there for your listening pleasure, right?
Correctamundo.
Yeah, just grab Auto Talk Radio, man, because I'm telling you what, this thing's booming. You want to be part of it somehow or some way. So all good stuff. Anyway, just having a little fun this morning. We are talking about cars and different things. I was serious about that Jaguar. If anybody's interested, I have that Jaguar. Gonna sell it. It's beautiful car. I'm not a car salesperson either, but sometimes I end up with some of these cars and I'm like, okay, well, I gotta pass them on to somebody that'll give them a good home. That's what we're always looking for. So we fixed it up. We put all new fuel injectors in it because it had set a little bit. Next thing you know, we ended up with a car. So once again, and it's smogged and ready to go. It's got 39,000 miles on it. And the SC is a little harder to come by with target top and that. So, and it's a V12, a scooting little car, two-door. Target top. You take your sweetie down the coast with the top off. What do you think, Brendan? Brendan, you should buy that car for me. You could take your wife out. There's a little spot in the back you could strap down a car seat where the luggage goes.
Oh, okay.
And you could put little Dieter in there.
Go down the PCH a little bit.
There you go, on a beautiful day, cruising in your Jaguar. I make you a heck of a deal, Brendan.
I can I be honest with you? I've never been a huge fan of Jaguar cars, in my opinion.
Well, Brendan, I would hope you're always honest with me.
Oh,
that's what we're hoping. That's what we're hoping. So, but
maybe it's the design part. Maybe I'm not entirely sure. The reliability is kind of to me sometimes, but I'll give it a shot. I mean, I'm always open to try new things and. Trying out a new Jaguar. The one thing I won't try ever in my life, ladies and gentlemen, and let's say it with me, I will never drive a Tesla. Very good, everybody.
You
good
said job. The T word. I was waiting to see if you're actually going to say it or not.
Or specifically the Cybertruck. I will never drive that.
That's an ugly truck. I
still hate it. I swear, every time
I mean, hey, if you wanted one, buy one. I would never buy one. I do not see the use for it. But
I'm driving down the highway, and every time I see a Cybertruck, my wheel seems like to go like swerving towards it for some reason.
Brendan, don't say that. It's called road rage. Oh, don't do it. Sorry, don't do it. Sorry. We don't do that. Anyway, yeah, as we're moving on here, no more road rage against Teslas, Brendan, as he's guzzling iced coffee over there to keep himself awake. They're doing well. But I do want to touch base on this critters out of the vehicle. So the van I was talking about, you'll love this story. So this guy and his brother go camping with the kids. They leave the windows down with food in there. Squirrels attacked the car. They got inside and caused $15,000 worth of damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, we had to take a whole wiring harness inside, dash covers, rip the doors apart. These things chewed on. They had to have it towed in. That's how much damage it did.
Wow.
So the moral to that is keep your windows up if you have food in your car. That's a great idea. But, you know, bears, they'll break the window to get in. Yeah, they don't care. Sure. So if you're going camping, don't leave food in your car. That's another good idea. So as far as that goes. But if you're going to leave, like, snacks in your car, put the windows up because squirrels, they'll get them. So the other thing that causes a bunch of damage underneath is obviously rodents, vermin, mice, rats, as far as specifically rats, and we try to keep them out. But we'll talk about the best ways to do that. I know there's all kinds of remedies out there, people say, and one of the things you can do, I see folks that leave the hoods open and stuff like that. Don't create a good environment for them to start nesting in, but the best thing that works, I'm going to tell you here shortly, but first we're going to take Alan and see what he's got to say. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. Yeah, I've got. I was always wondering about batteries. I had to change one out, and I've been really happy with the Interstate batteries, by the way. But you know, they have a grease that you put on the terminals, and I was just wondering, do you put that on the terminal, the battery terminal itself, and on the inside of the cable?
No, so when you're replacing a battery, you want to obviously clean the inside of your cable ends, the terminals, and then we also run the cleaner tool over the post if it's a post battery. That way, when you put it on, you get a great time. But if you're going to put the grease on, you get everything on and tightened down, then put the grease. The grease is just an external coating to keep the gases from the battery attacking the lead on the and the steel on the cable ends and the battery terminals. These days, we tend to use an actual spray instead. It just coats it. It's usually red in color. But what that does is it's just a layer to prevent allowing those gases from the battery to attack the actual terminals and stud post.
That reminds me. So it's the gases that makes that white acid buildup?
It is. And it's a chemical reaction from the battery gassing. So when you see terminals that are really corroded heavily, that battery is also going on its way home to the big battery in the sky eventually. So usually it's time to replace the battery and clean all that up. But what does help over time, like I said, is the grease you're talking about. But do not get it between the terminal and the post because then it will act as an insulator and you will have issues as far as that goes. So we want everything clean. We want to run the cleaner through the tool through the terminal. on the post, get it tightened down real nice. You got a really good tight connection there, nice and good, and then you put your grease or your spray on.
Oh, great, great. I've always wondered about that. Also, you know, I've got a manual transmission for an older Toyota, and I was just wondering, is it bad on the synchros to not use a clutch, just use the engine RPMs to shift, if you know what I mean? Sometimes I don't use a clutch. I can just shift without...
If you're good at it. If you're not good at it, it's a bad idea, because you can damage the synchros, or the blocker rings, as we call them. For most people, you're better off to push in the clutch and go ahead and shift with the RPMs too. You don't obviously want to be racing the engine when you push in the clutch, but what you're talking about is shifting without using the clutch. So in other words, you let the RPM drop, pull it out of gear, and then slide it into gear, and then accelerate again. If you're good at it, on some transmissions, that's very tough though, especially some of the newer ones, as far as that way, you will wear the blockers on it.
Right. That brings another question. Do you know the difference between power shifting and speed shifting? Is it basically the same? And what is that? Exactly?
It's pretty much the same. A little bit different determination that people use on it as far as that goes. But it's basically the same thing. The way you're doing it is without much clutch action.
Right. So, in other words, you're flooring it, and then you just use the clutch, and you don't let off the gas when you shift. Is that what that is?
Power yeah, that's thing? Really hard on the transmission. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's not a good idea. Yeah. Not to. They're not built for that, to be honest with you, especially today's cars.
Yeah, we used to use that for racing, but
yeah.
Only, but
well, and different transmissions back then. I mean, for race cars too, they're built different for sure. So, and they take a lot more abuse. And the other thing, when we race, we expect to break things. So we often we race, then we take them apart and redo them again. And we race, engines are torn down consistently, along with gearboxes all the time, to make sure for the next race you're ready to go. Because as we know, that's a lot of abuse on engines and transmissions and drivetrains.
Yeah, differentials too. They
yes,
have
sir.
A tendency to blow up too.
Yes, sir, they do. Yes, sir, they do.
As far as the DMVs go, I've had really great experiences over the past 20 years with El Cajon and Chula Vista. One, I had an appointment, and one I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And they really teamed up together, and they tried to get us through as fast as possible. I was very impressed.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, and I got to be honest with you, like the San Marcos one, it's just so busy because it's new. It's like a metropolis over there, and there's so many people there, and the lines are so long. That's not the fault of the people working there. Don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, it is what it is. You can only do so much with what you got, right?
Exactly. And typically, yeah, they are very busy, but these guys really work hard to get us through as fast as possible. So
nice.
I really appreciate what they do.
I will say this, too. Last time I was at the DMV for El Cajon specifically was because my license plate got stolen. And so the police officer said, all right, we'll put some orders in for a brand new license plate. Go pick them up at the DMV. So the line was stretched out of the doorway, but there was a gentleman going over. He's like, what are you here for? Okay. And then what are you here for? And then he comes to me. He says, what are you here for? Oh, I'm here to pick up license plates. He goes, oh, that's the person. Okay, you can go ahead. And everyone in line was screaming at the guy saying, what? I've been here for 30 more minutes than him and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Yeah. So they do get a lot of abuse.
Different thing. The person that hands out license plates, they weren't busy.
No, they weren't.
There you go.
But that's important to do is to speak to the guy that can direct you in the right place, and that really helps a lot.
They do, and now you have to get – you first get in line. There's a person that's his job, their job, or her job, their job, whoever it is, working at the DMV. They always have somebody out front there, and they rotate them. But to advise you, help you, tell you if you need other paperwork, tell you if you're missing anything so you don't wait any longer, you know, things like that. So they do have a system, and it is getting better all the time.
It really is. So it's important, I think, no matter where you're on the line, to talk to that guy first before you get in line, actually.
That's a good idea. You're right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity to speak with you.
No problem, Alan. Always great to talk to you. You have a wonderful, safe weekend. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. And as he mentioned, the battery questions, I do want to let folks know Have we taken two breaks or no?
It's up to you. It's your show.
Oh, I'm going to keep going. Okay. We don't got time for a break. So we don't got time for that stuff.
Yeah. So, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. Heck no. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. At the West Automotive Group, we don't stock any other batteries. So if you need a battery for a vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other, I have trouble talking now at the end of the hour. If you have any other needs, check them out at their storefronts because they have a battery for every need. 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa, 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. So that's where Brendan gets all his batteries.
Correct, Amunda.
I know. You told me before. So great. Folks, I do also want to remind you when we were finished up, once again, westautomotivegroup.com, but you can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If there's something you want to see or hear us not see, you're not going to see it, as Brendan said, but hear us talk about on the radio, suggestions, things like that. We're always great to bring to you. If you don't want to call in and be live, you shoot me an email about something and I'll usually write a show about it and we'll talk about it. So anyway, all good stuff. But once again, keeping critters out of your vehicle, this is not something you ever want to deal with. Rice. Man, I am having trouble this morning, huh? Mice, rats, can make a mess of an engine compartment and cause electrical problems along with many other problems, or they get into the ducting up into the cabin air filters. That breathing that stuff, AC on, is not healthy for you. We don't want them in your car, plain and simple. Just not good. So we want to keep them out. As far as that goes, there's ways to do it. Number one, as far as inside your car, do not leave food and stuff like that in your car. That rats come for food. But the other thing they come for is under the hood, like heat and cats. This time of year, you got to be careful. The neighbor's cat can climb up in there too because the engine's warm and lay on it. It's a mess when you start the car and there's an animal inside there and it gets caught up in the fan and that. It's never good.
It's a bigger mess when you turn it on and then
it is. The other one that we've had often is rabbits. That warmth, they'll get up in there. Usually they don't get caught up in the fan in that, but they ride on that hot engine to where they're at and you open the hood and they come out madder than all heck. They do not like that. So, but they can do damage too. As you know, rabbits chew well. But typically what we see do the most damage is mice and rats, and mainly rats. So we want to keep them out. Pure extract peppermint oil works the best, plain and simple. You get little cans. You can buy little cans and put them in. The company we used to talk about went out of business, but all you need is like a little can. They look like little snuff cans with vents on them. You can find them online. Then you just buy the peppermint oil extract. You soak the little bags inside of that with this. You can glue magnets on the back of the cans if they don't come with magnets. A lot of them come with magnets now. And you stick them different spots in the engine compartment. Keep it. And it smells good to us. It smells really bad to rats and mice.
Agreed. I will say too, just to point out very quickly that you really should look at those reviews because there's a bunch of those cans that just straight up don't work or they have really mixed reviews. So
you mean like they fall off or something?
Something like that. So you got to be very, very careful with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, used to be this company that made them. They were steel, and they worked really good. I have a bunch of them because I put them on. I have a couple cars that sit a lot of times, so I put them on those more actively. But if you live in an area where you have this problem, even your daily driver car, you can have this with. So you want to make sure in. Put these on there. It does help. So I don't know what the cans that he's talking about actually have in them as far as or how they're made. But the ones you want are ones that you can put cotton balls in, or they come with a little bag that you actually soak in pure extract peppermint oil. And you want the pure extract peppermint oil, not with anything in it, just peppermint oil. And you can buy it from Amazon, and it does wonders keeping these animals out. They do not like it, and they will stay far away from it. So I've been using it for years, and prevents issues on vehicles that I leave parked that vehicles nearby often have problems as far as that goes. But you do not want rats or mice in any of your vehicles, that is for sure. So keep that in mind, and My suggestion, like I said, is put that in there, and that will keep them down to a minimum.
We had a caller. I'm not going to be able to squeeze it in because we only have 2 minutes left as of right now. Is there any specific product you would recommend? Because I know you said the one company you would recommend is out of business. Is there one off the top of your head?
No. I can tell you is this. You can make your own if you want.
Okay.
You can get little snuff cans and poke a bunch of holes in the lid of them, like not Copenhagen because it's made out of cardboard, but like the plastic snuff cans. You could poke a bunch of holes in the top of it, glue a magnet on the bottom of it, put cotton balls in it, and then soak them in pure extract peppermint oil.
Okay.
And you could stick those all over the side, and it would work just fine. So if you can make your own, or you can go on the internet to find the cans that you, but my point to this is, I don't know what's in those cans you buy that you're talking about, but you only pure extract peppermint oil is the only thing I found that works.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
So that's that. However you want to do it, if you can find empty cans that have a magnet on them on the thing, you know, that look like, and once again, they're a little bigger than like a snuff container, you know, which is like Copenhagen or winter, you know, that stuff.
Yeah.
But it works. You can do the plastic ones too. Like I said, if you want to poke some holes in them and as long as the smell can get out and you can put something in them that holds the peppermint oil, it'll keep them away.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Hopefully that helps that caller.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So. If you have any other questions, email me, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com, and I'm happy to send you some information.
Absolutely.
As far as that goes or what to do. So good stuff. What else do we got going there, champ?
Well, no car shows this weekend, unfortunately. They're all in the Los Angeles area. So for those who want
car shows, there, traffic exactly. is a nightmare.
For those who aren't car shows, just tune in next week. I'll see if there's some more for sure next week.
Hey, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Make sure and join us next Saturday as we'll be back live. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Till next week, be safe.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.